Let me move on to Interpol next. I kind of view you as one of the great optimists of what's happening right now in terms of death rates and in terms of spread. Why do you feel like you're much more optimistic than the typical physician or the typical guy on TV screens that are saying it? You know, it's the end of the world and you need to bunker down.
Yeah, sure. I appreciate that. I've treated about 35 patients with coronavirus in ICU settings and even in outpatient settings. I think it's relatively based on my experience in the fact that I treat both pediatric and adult patients with all kinds of lung diseases. We deal with viral pneumonitis, viral pneumonias without a source day in and day out in many hospitals across the globe. And we find strategies to treat and stabilize those patients. I think the basic issue will come down to this. Once we have accurate turnaround of testing, which can be done now, at least at our facility, in less than 24 hours, both antibody and PCR testing, this will force the hand of the development of outpatient active treatment of these individuals, which means if you can actually deal with that cytokine storm that was alluded to earlier, if we can actually track these patients very early, you will not see these patients decline. Again, I've had the experience of at least treating 3 dozen plus of these patients in real time, and I've seen that. So I am optimistic because I think these series of steps will take place, and you know, obviously we'll hope for a vaccine, and that will come. But I think immediately we have opportunities to at least take 90% of the patients who become coronavirus positive and who are symptomatic, and we can find strategies utilizing what we know with the physiology of the disease when it hits the lung to make sure that they don't have a sudden level of decline. And I believe that's the next step.
Your general discussion was on how to open a doctor's office and run it effectively in these troubled times. We had two other speakers earlier talk about baseball and summer camp. Let's start with summer camp first. Do you think it is reasonable to develop a approach that would make it a safe environment for kids to go to camp?
Yes, and I think also with schools as well. If you take the same model that we've deployed, I mean, granted, look, we're unique. We have an opportunity to test people and get results back in a matter of minutes with some of the types of tests that we do. But if you took a modified version of that and you could create these safety zones where you know that your chance of having an actual infected person in that zone, whether it's a school, whether it's a camp or an arena, if you could track that effectively based upon that model in that zone, it's going to require some software and some data analytics. You'll be able to give people a significant degree of reassurance that if they shop at this mall, go to this school or whatnot, that consumer confidence comes back. What that also does is allows you to track data in large segments. And what's missing in this country right now is a singular primary, you know, governing organization that can actually track data. But if you can do this across the private sector, across multiple different organizations, that data should be open sourced, and that should go to all public health facilities like it does with us. And once the public health departments have active data, now tracking becomes exceedingly easy. And that not only does that help with this current issue, it also helps with vaccines, because if you need to know where to go trial these vaccines, having this data makes it much, much easier.
So do you think it's reasonable to open up an arena in this calendar year or not?
I think it depends on how much guts private sector folks have in spending the money to build these safety zones. It's worked for us exceedingly well, and you know, I plan on trying to deploy at least the software that we had out to local police departments, fire departments, and at least some of the government sectors to see what kind of tracking we get with that. But I think we have to move past this idea that physical distancing and social distancing, you know, certainly it will help. But if you just look at what our fundamental therapy is here, we're basically telling people, go quarantine yourself or go end up in the ICU where you have a, 50-50 chance of coming out of it. Doesn't make sense. So if you step that all the way back and you start with active testing, where you can actually start options of treatment early, now you can reduce that risk of somebody ending up in the hospital-based setting. You've tracked your initial set of data, which now becomes public data. That feeds into multiple other levels of confidence where you can actually start to have larger events. Is it going to be 10,000 people in an arena? Obviously not this year. But I think, again, I think there's other countries that are moving way faster than us on this.
Thank you.